Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, Naked family. Happy Monday. I hope everyone is looking forward to a great week ahead. It's almost the end of season 3, and I can't believe I made it this far. As I stated in my previous episodes, this episode makes number 34, and though they are short and sweet, it's packed with a lot of gems that I hope you was able to use and apply to your life, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Anyway, y'all, I was reading Tasha Cobb's new book called Do It Anyway. And she said, every day is a chance to discover something new about ourselves or others. Learning is a lifelong process. We all face giants in our lives. We can choose to step into it and fight, or turn around and flee, or ignore it altogether. It doesn't matter who you are or what season you're in or how big of a platform you have. We all face battles, or what scripture calls it, a thorn in our flesh. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me so that I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness. It's a reminder that we are human, and it might be a fight with our emotions or mental health, whether it's an addiction, weight, relationship, or fear. And as much as we love miracles, everything won't be an instant fix. Some things will be a journey to defeat in our everyday lives by making better choices to overcome our battles. God wants us to live by principles to lead us to the abundant life he has for us. The battles we fight is a part of a bigger picture. They are avenues that lead us into learning God's principles and discovering how to apply it to what you're going through. The first step to winning our battles is, of course, by being honest with ourselves. We have to persevere to have the wisdom to maintain our growth. In other words, Marcus Dudley said it best. It's important for us to understand as believers, we are stormproof. Not storm-free, we are stormproof. Because obedience causes you to experience storms. He said as believers, we need to develop a storm theology, which is a faith framework to give us the right perspective on how to navigate and go through life storms. But when we form the theology, it gives us a better perspective, because sometimes the storms aren't the problem. It's our perspective of the storm. So number one, storms are temporary. And number two, storms are teachers, because sometimes God ordains the storm to teach us something we wouldn't have learned if it had not been for the storm. Therefore, it was good we were inflicted. And then lastly, storms are forms of transportation, meaning sometimes God uses storms as vehicles to bring us to the next level in him and in life. God can't take us to without taking us from. May his strength be our contentment, and may his grace fuel our faith. close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight.